Chapter 3. Molly and Betty. The next morning, it's very cold. It's Sunday, and Molly decides to walk to the local stables. She puts on her green coat, her boots, and her scarf. Then she leaves the house. Some of the girls in Molly's class have got horses at the stables. They take horse riding lessons there. But Molly's mum hasn't got the money for lessons for Molly. Molly likes to watch the riders. Emmeline Crofton, one of the girls in Molly's class, is at the stables. She's putting a saddle on her beautiful white pony, Snowdrop.
"Why are you here, Molly? You haven't got a horse,"
she says, and laughs. Emmeline's friends laugh too. Molly doesn't know what to say. Molly's cousin Betty works at the stables. She's taking a big black horse from one of the stables. Betty is angry with Emmeline.
"That isn't a very polite thing to say, Emmeline. Why can't you be nice to Molly?"
she says. Emmeline is angry and she leaves.
"Emmeline isn't a nice girl," says Betty. "Don't listen to her, Molly."
Betty begins to comb the horse's mane. Molly watches her.
"Can you teach me how to do that?"
"Yes, of course I can. And I can teach you how to feed and wash a horse too."
"Yes, please,"
Molly says, very happy.
"I can come here every day after school."
"Good,"
says Betty.
"And perhaps you can learn to ride a horse too."
That afternoon, Betty thinks about Molly and decides that she wants to help her. Betty knows that Molly's mum hasn't got the money for riding lessons.
"I have to find a small pony and then I can start to teach Molly,"
she thinks.
"Where can I find a small quiet pony?"
Betty thinks of Copper, the new pony at the stables. Copper is small and thin. His owner was very cruel to him, so he's staying at the stables. He's very nervous, and Betty wants to find a new home for him.
"Molly's very gentle. Copper likes to be with gentle people. I can teach Molly to take care of Copper and to ride him."